Greetings, Representative Moonen and honorable members. Again, I'm Jan Collins and I work for MPAC. Justice delayed is justice denied. We have heard from the courts and attorneys, both prosecuting and defense, that court dockets are backed up for years into the future. Sheriffs report that the percentage of residents in their jails that are pre-trial is often greater than 80%. It is not unusual for individuals to serve a longer term pre-trial than their sentence would be for the crime. All of this is at great expense to the community, to children and families, and to individuals. You have heard me argue that since the 70s, we have set a distressing precedent of jailing people who would be better served in a medical setting, especially people with mental health and substance use disorder diagnoses. These two things alone would empty our jails and lighten the loads of our courts. Until that happens, we must make do with baby steps. This bill makes a simple request. Allow residents of Maine jails and prisons to call their attorneys for free. Currently, Maine jails and prisons charge fees for phone calls that are considerably higher than the cost of calls made by you and I to each other. It is families and loved ones who pay these costs despite the financial hardships of expensive calls. The profit is held by the prison or jail in an account called the Inmate Benefit Fund. Some jails and prisons are holding literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in these IBFs. Phone calls to attorneys should be a priority use of these funds. There can be no higher use for this money than justice. Allowing for free phone calls will help save time for attorneys who may be far away from their clients. Consulting by phone will allow them to save time on travel. Allowing attorneys to spend more time on defense and less on travel will speed up the resolution of cases. Phone calls will make it easier for clients to participate in their defense in meaningful ways. Most important, this simple change will make the criminal legal system more just for all those involved. I urge your support of LD 609, and I would be glad to answer any questions.
Representative Moriarty.
Ms. Collins, you mentioned the IBFs and the amount of money held in those accounts. This bill will likely be a fiscal statement. Are you suggesting that the IBFs be appropriated to cover the costs?
I think that could easily happen. First of all, not charging them the same rate that we loved ones have to pay, but actually charging them the cost of the phone call, which is much, much less. And using the money from the IBS would be an easy way to have that fiscal responsibility met. I think it could be done at a minimal cost. The cost of a phone line is very small, and that cost could easily be absorbed by an IBF.
Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there others present who wish to testify in favor of this bill? Seeing none, we will turn to those participating online. If you'd like to testify in favor, please raise your electronic hand at this time.